celebrating 7 years of streaming digital magic. This is Mouse World Radio. This is Mouse World Radio.
Radio One!
Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
This live show, Walt Disney World Today, is sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for independent travel information for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. So be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly newsletter all about Walt Disney World. Join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in the email box each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it's Sunday, January 27th, 2008, and this is live show number 19 of Walt Disney World Today. I'm your host, Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com, and I apologize for the delay in the live show, but we are here, hopefully, knock on wood. Alongside me, I have Mike Scopa of AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
The time is now on an evening much like the one you just witnessed.
And that would be the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, but of course.
Correct.
And also joining us is Len Testa, co-author of the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome, Len.
How's it going, Matt?
Outstanding, now that this is all working.
Awesome.
And the man who makes everything possible.
Don't even say I make anything possible.
What could possibly go wrong?
Just do not associate my name with this at all. I'm just having to be here. That's all.
It's Mike Newell of Mouse.
Hi.
In the chat room, we've got some people in there. Deb Wills of All Ears Net is in there. She's asking in the chat room, am I in my new digs down south? And yes, I am broadcasting live from Orlando. I'm within earshot of downtown Disney, but there's nothing that I could see or hear from there, so that doesn't really say much. This is our first live show since MouseFest, actually the cruise. We attempted to broadcast live from MouseFest Land, didn't happen because of some technical issues over there, believe it or not. But we have a call coming in, and hello, caller.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, who are we speaking with?
This is Hypermommy.
Hypermommy from the chat room. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Just have a quick question for you.
Shoot.
How big, when you have to, like, tender, if you're on a cruise and you're tendering to Cozumel, how big is the boat, say, compared to something that I'd know from Disney World?
That's a good question. I have not been on a Disney cruise that's gone to Cozumel. The Disney cruises that I've done have been the 3 and the 4 night, and I just go to the Bahamas and Castaway Key, and both of which don't use tenders. But they're probably, some people in the chat room are saying like a friendship boat, perhaps a little bit larger than that. I wish I could give you some better.
So that'd be about like the size that goes, say, from the Magic Kingdom to the campground?
Yeah, give or take. I mean, like I said, I have never been there. I'm just going off what someone said in the chat room. Deb Wells, in fact, said that. So I'm pretty.
Oh, okay.
I'd say that's pretty accurate.
Expect
something like that. Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in, Hyper Mommy. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deb, I think Deb means like the friendship boats that take you across World Showcase Lagoon.
Okay. That'll do it too. Sure. I defer to Deb's opinion. She's obviously been on a lot more cruises than all of us have. Newell, have you been on a cruise where you've used tender ships on Disney?
No, I've always been on the 3 or the 4 night.
Yeah, I did a tender on a Royal Caribbean cruise, but obviously I'm not sure if that correlates over. I'm not sure they use the same boats. But we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Jason from Los Angeles.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Jay Penguin.
I'm having a great time. I'm here in line at Buzz Lightyear.
Cool. Awesome.
Nice.
And it's actually Magic Eric at the end of Wishes, and everything is going very, very well.
Awesome. Are you in Disneyland or Disney World?
Disney World.
Cool.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Just want to thank Len for his good plans. and to everyone there.
Thank you.
All of the information was good. And I'm also calling to say that I will be having a Golis and Wonka bar tonight.
Nice.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Awesome.
Good morning. All right. So thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.
Live long and prosper, whatever Buzz says.
Hi, people.
All right.
407-278-5939, and they're calling in from all over the place.
Is that the first in-park call we've ever got?
No, Mike called.
No, I think someone.
Mike called this.
You mean on the live show? I think so.
Oh yeah, I guess yeah.
On the live show, yeah, it might be. Yeah. Cool.
We've got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Dave Rawls.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Outstanding. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, a few questions for you. My wife and I are celebrating our 25th anniversary, and we're going to be taking a trip, third week in May, doing 4 weeks on a cruise, and I mean, four days on a cruise, and then, 3 days in the parks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of, questions we got. One is, could you recommend a behind the scenes tour? We've been down there probably about 20 times so far, but we've never done a behind-the-scenes tour, and we don't want to take the all-out ultimate, spend $200 a person type of deal, but we'd like to get our money's worth.
Okay. You know, the best one I think to really cut your teeth on, Len, you'd probably agree with me, is the behind-the-seats tour at the Land Pavilion.
Yeah, the good thing about that is that's a great suggestion.
It's cheap.
It's inexpensive. It's like $12 or $14, $15, around that. It's an hour. And it gives you a sort of a flavor for what other tours are like.
Okay.
It's really not so if you like that, there are a bunch of different ways you can go after that. You can do things like Segway tours, which are supposed to be a lot of fun. You can do in-depth, you know, all-day tours. I don't know that I would ever spend all day on a tour.
We're not looking to do anything all day, you know, just something for a couple hours, just something different to do, type of thing.
Yeah, well, try the behind the scenes tour. It's again relatively inexpensive. It goes pretty fast. They give you free samples, and if you stay towards the back of the group when no one's looking, you can grab some other samples. So it turns into sort of like a Willy Wonka type factory tour.
Okay.
Nice.
Don't really eat the samples, but okay. I'm not gonna say that. I'm gonna say that the lemongrass is surprisingly tasty, and I'll leave it at that.
Okay,
but nice. But that's I think Matt's suggestion is great. Yeah.
Okay, and the Segway tours, those are pretty decent, those two.
Yeah, Newell, you did one, right?
I did the one at the Fort Wilderness. I did that twice. That's okay. Awesome. I had a great time. It's a lot of fun. It's about $85. You might get a couple of if you have an AP or if you're a DVC member, you get a couple of discounts. But it's a lot of fun.
Okay, excellent. I got one other question. We're trying to come up with a decent dinner at the Magic Kingdom. We're doing it on a Friday evening. Something sit down, relatively nice, but not over the top type of thing in the Magic Kingdom area. Now, whether it's in the park or at one of the hotels around the loop, looking for a recommendation. I know there's Narcosis. I'm not sure if that's the right pronunciation, or the California Grill. I think it's Contemporary.
Yeah, sorry.
Yep.
Is the Narcosis more of a real more of a fancier type of place? I know it's not a Victoria and Albert's type of a deal, but
yeah, it would be. You'd definitely be more comfortable dressing up at Narcosis than you would perhaps at. Although there are kids there, right? The thing I would say about Narcosis is and I could be wrong here. It really oriented more towards. Seafood than most other restaurants.
Can I recommend Artist Point at the Wilderness Lodge?
Really? You're going to do that?
Oh.
All right.
That's kind of a upscale-ish, you know, relatively speaking.
Artist Point.
I'd say thumbs down on Artist Point, but...
Okay, well, I've been voted down, sorry. No going Artist Point.
What about Citricose? Citricose is sort of like the happy medium, I think, between the stuffy formality of some places and sort of the having kids run around.
Well, if you can hear me, I appreciate the answers. If not,
cool. Thanks.
407-278-5939. 5939. Don't forget, you can also join us in the chat room at wdwtoday.com. You'll see a link right on the homepage for our chat room. There's 80 other souls in there chatting, and you know, certainly you can go in there and they're talking about Disney and, you know, what we're talking about on the show and lots of other things, anything in between. So it's really a lot of fun, and recommend that you give it a shot. We apologize to, what was his name, Dave, the guy who we were just talking to?
I think so, yeah. I believe so.
Yeah, who was trying to get a restaurant for, I think we decided on Citrico's, Len.
I like Citrico's. I think it'd be a good compromise.
Yeah, I'll go with that one. Certainly, that'd be a good option. So if you thank Dave for calling in, we apologize for the issues that we were having before. 407-278-5939. And lots of people in the chat room. I know I mentioned before we have about 80 people in the chat room, and a lot of them are some people that you may have seen once or twice before, as well as some people that run some other websites, some new people to the chat. It's really very interesting. And we should mention that this show is being sponsored by AllEars.net. And if you want, you can just definitely go over to www.allears.net. In fact, the proprietor of AllEars.net, Deb Wills, is in the chat room. You can chat with her, along with some other AllEars.net staff, and just go to www.today.com, and then you'll see the link over there for the chat room, and chat with them, and of course visit AllEars.net, which is a very nice sponsor of ours. So 407-278-5939.
Is that your personal home phone number now, Matt, in Orlando?
That is, yeah. I just have our listeners call us up, and you know, telemarketers and listeners, that's the bane of my existence, you know, in terms of calls at, like, during dinner.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we're the phone lines are open. You can call in right now. If you've got a question about an upcoming trip, you know, obviously 2008 is upon us, and we're starting to look forward to our trips that are coming out throughout this year. It'd be a great opportunity for you to call in and ask your questions. You know, we do get to our questions in the email. It may take a little while, so if you've got a question that you may want to get answered a little bit quicker, this would be a great opportunity during any of our live shows, really, to call in and ask the question, because it really offers you an opportunity to really to skip that whole queue line that's been accumulated of older emails, and you can really get it answered. It may be a quick question. Of course, if you just want to call in and say hi, that'd be great. One of the great things about the live show is just, you know, we just like hearing from our listeners. We had Jay from California who called in, and he was in line for Buzz Lightyear, and that's got to be pretty cool. So we always appreciate, you know, just hearing from our listeners, being able to, you know, to interact with them. It's a lot of fun for us. So give us a call at 407-278-5939. The phone number is at wdwtoday.com. You'll find the phone number there along with some other links and everything like that. One of the things that's been going on, let's talk a little bit about, while we're waiting for a call here, we'll talk about what's been going on at Walt Disney World lately. The big to-do about the restaurant that I'm blanking out on, they banned the kitties.
Victoria
and Albert's.
Thank you. The band of kitties, do you guys see any problem with it? I don't see any problem with it.
No, not in that particular restaurant. I don't know that, you know, you want to start doing it at, you know, although Pecos Bills would be interesting without the kids. It might be a little bit more civilized, but no, I think in general, it's absolutely fine.
I'm waiting for Chef Mickey without the kids. That will be interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh no, here come the emails.
That's right.
Here come the kids. You know, it'd be funny. You could do like a little glass wall, and you could have all the adults in one side, and all the kids like standing out on the other with their noses pressed against the glass.
Nice.
And then have the characters come up to the window.
Somebody run over and pull the blinds down on the glass. Yeah. Good times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny.
I just love the you know, all the stories that came out about it, you know, Disney World bans restaurant for kids, you know, like, no kids allowed at Walt Disney World, you know, like, these are like the bylines. Never mind that there's like, and then they mention at the end of the story, and there's still 40 other restaurants that, you know, allow children, no problem.
Probably more like 70. Yeah, but I mean, here's the thing. First of all, who's crazy enough to pay that kind of money? Was it $125 a pop for their kids at Victoria and Albert's? I mean, my daughter would eat butter noodles, chicken fingers, mac and cheese, you know, if they made it. She doesn't eat it. So I don't know what you could, there's no way you could eat $125 worth of mac and cheese. I mean, it's just not possible. So
yeah, I mean, it,
I mean, I think they mentioned there was some figure. I mean, they had some like, you know, minuscule amount of number of kids that actually did come to their restaurant over the course. I think a lot of them is people just don't know. They book it, and I don't know. They make the reservations at any rate, but, you know, it happens. So they ban them, and you know what? I don't think really if anyone was planning on bringing their kids, I would love to hear from that person and say, you know, unless your kid is like, you know, you have your own little Stewie. Who has like, you know, their own.
Bow to me. You
are you mocking my Skype icon?
Yeah, that's right. It is your Skype icon. We have a call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, it's just Chris. I'm just calling to find out what's on your shirt, Matt.
Oh, it says here it is.
Want.
Want what woman.
Do you want?
It's got animal on it.
I'm actually wearing the. I should hook up my webcam. I'm actually wearing a shirt designed by a wonderful gentleman from the Northeast.
Who gets no buttons, Scopa? No,
I know. I owe you those buttons. They're right here, Chris. I haven't mailed them yet. I got them. And I've got the book too shop. Somewhere.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Hey, when's your book coming out, Chris?
Let's see, the new Franklin is coming out in February, the end of February, and then a new issue comes out in March, and oh, a whole bunch of stuff, but you don't worry about me. Go
what's
on,
the,
I
what's
the, know
what's
on
the,
that shirt.
What's the name of the book?
Frank Richards, Son of a Genius. Go to Amazon.com, pick it up.
Cool.
Or go to Misery Loves Sherman. I can't even say the name of the website, but, you know. But,
awesome.
All right, I'll leave you be. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Talk on the mail. Have a good night. Bye.
And we have a caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
Good evening. Hey, Martin from Newtown.
Martin.
Hey. How's it going, Martin?
How you doing? I was the guy who wanted to invite Matt out for dinner at my house, and then he goes and moves to Orlando.
that's one excuse.
Yeah, great. Gentlemen. Mangiello to you all.
Mangiello.
You got to level with me. What's the deal? Is this good-natured ribbing, or do you really cannot stand this gentleman?
Oh, Lou. Lou's
before
great.
We comment, we'll have to call in the lawyers.
Exactly. Another lawyer from New Jersey. I mean,
I know. You crack me up. Oh my God, the way when you bust on him, it's too precious.
Lou's a great guy. We would not kid him if we didn't like it.
See, that's what I thought. But then sometimes, boy, you flirt with that edge. You flirt with it, and I'm like, I don't know.
You should see the emails we send.
I don't know. Well, listen, your show's terrific. I can't tell you how much I enjoy it, and I've learned a lot. And it, you know, I thought I knew a lot, but you bring more to the table, and it's great.
You might actually know a lot. A lot of people don't know this. We make a lot of stuff up on the show, so it sounds
like. Thing? Is that the secret? You just make it up? Well, I got one for you that I need a Disney expert, someone to help me out with this. I was a big fan of the baseball game in the sports store on Main Street. You remember that game? Put in the
right. Yeah, the paddle game.
Yeah, the paddle game was the Yankees, Dodgers, 1937 World Series, and it's a fun. You know, I'd play with the kids, and then if I was there, you know, on my own a little bit, it'd be a nice place to take a break in the air conditioned store. And the game was great, and then they pulled it.
Yeah,
it's gone. How can I find out what they did with it? And maybe it's in a cellar someplace, all covered up, and maybe they'd want to sell it or donate it to a worthy cause or something. It was just it was a treasure. I hate to see it go.
I know what I would. I know who I'd call.
All surplus.
Now surplus. Nowsurplus.com.
Yep.
What was that?
Nowsurplus.com. They're
Nowsurplus.com.
Nowsurplus.com. They're a warehouse in Orlando that has access to the Disney extra memorabilia. So when Disney redecorates its hotels, they're sort of like the consignment shop that all this stuff goes to. And over the years, they've had some pretty obscure stuff. They've had everything from dinner plates from Hall of Presidents to a monorail car, I think.
Wow. Well, that would be nice, too, to get a monorail car in the house.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they've had TTA cars. They've had Mr. Toad cars. They've had...
They have a Horizons car on for sale right now.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You should go check it out, Martin. But they also take special requests. They're definitely looking for something for me right now that if they see it, you know, I've already said I'd buy it, so...
That's a dangerous site for me, but I'm going to check that out. That's great.
You have no idea.
Thanks. Well, listen, Matt, you moved. Mr. Scopa, if you're on the I-84 corridor and you need a good home-cooked meal and you're in Connecticut by exit 9, you know where to go.
I appreciate it, Martin. I'll keep that in mind on my way to Magic Meets.
All right. Mangiello to you all.
Mangiello.
Thank you very much. Ciao.
Those Mangiello calls are always short. You ever notice that?
Very good. Very good. 407-278-5939. And if you've got some questions about your upcoming trip, it's a great opportunity to mention it. We should mention our sponsor again, of course, All Ears Net, your one-stop shop for independent travel information for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and much more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in the email box each week. Visit allears.net today. And we thank them for being our sponsor, of course.
Scope, are you running in the Mini this year?
No, sir. I will not be running in the Mini.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
And we have another caller. And I think you've got your radio on, sir. Or maybe there's just a weird delay. But
yeah, sorry, Matt. For a change, it went right through because I've been trying for a good 5-10 minutes or so using my real phone. Had to use the cell to make it work.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Larry and Mary from Elkton, Maryland.
Hey, Larry.
Hi, Larry, Mary.
Hey. And actually, we were the first ones to call, I think, Brett from the park back on Mary's birthday.
Oh, he's right.
The day before.
That was back in October. Yeah. He's right.
Yep.
Anyway, first off, Mary asked me to pass on to you, Newell. Thanks so much for that music that is from the opening of Weird Al's show that you had before this show kicked off. She loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I'm glad somebody picked up on that.
Yep. Anyway, I had tried to post something in the show notes from the last listener questions where the gal was asking about how handicap-friendly and ACB-friendly is Walt Disney World, but for some reason it refused to go through. So I figured, okay, what the heck, at least I can reply here. It's very friendly with a few exceptions. The best thing, though, is rent from one of the off-site vendors instead of relying just on the ECBs from Disney, because just imagine if you're at the far end of Scopa Towers or Newell's Landing and have to go all the way to the bus stop. If you've got leg trouble to begin with, you won't make it to the park, much less through the park.
That's a good point about that.
Matt, I've got to ask, what is that you put on your head and your webcam?
Oh, it was a lampshade.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know that you'd started the drinking early. Not that I can blame you guys. I know you guys are going nuts trying to get this stuff working. And yeah, God knows it's fighting you.
Yeah, well, we thank you for sticking with us and trying to call in and everything. It's been an adventure.
Not a problem. We definitely enjoy the live shows. Newell, keep at it if you can, if you're patient with long enough for it, because we do love the live shows without a question.
I might be in the hospital soon, so I don't know if I can stick to that, but I'll try.
Well, if that happens, let me know. I know a bunch of good doctors in the Bronx and Westchester, so that's not a problem.
That's where I'm from.
Perfect.
Make sure you
get well for the next live show.
Thanks, Funny. Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
No problem.
Hey.
All right, bye-bye. And we've got another caller right after Larry. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Steve in Leesburg, Georgia. How you doing?
Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Where you been?
Hey, I've been trying to get in.
Steve's one of the regulars we haven't heard from in a while. I'm glad you called in, sir.
Yeah. Listen, I hate you had trouble tonight, but I'm glad you're back on.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve, for sticking with us.
Listen, I've got just a quick question. We're going over Labor Day weekend, and on Labor Day, we would like to do a water park, and we've never done a water park, and we'll be leaving that afternoon about 2 or 2:30 to drive back to South Georgia. Do they have places or lockers or somewhere we can store our clothes that we can change back into before we leave?
Oh, yeah. Then the lockers are pretty big. Yeah, no problems at all there.
How much trouble is it to get one? Is it?
Yeah, you walk right in. It's just like being into a theme park. It's not bad at all. I did it both times. I went with my daughter, and it was trivial. wasn't hard at all.
That's good. And so we can just take our clothes, put them in there, and then change right before we leave.
That's exactly what I did. In fact, it's good if you want to leave like extra towels there or an extra pair of shoes. or something. I mean, yeah, I would wear flip flops or something though, and then I'd just put socks on or something for the ride home. You definitely want to make sure you get all the sand and everything off your feet and stuff. But yeah, it's absolutely fine.
All right, good, good. And Lynn, I emailed you about the All Star Cafe. Did y'all ever find anything about
what? Oh, the cafe. Picture? No, I forgot to talk to Hotchberg about it. I apologize, Steve.
Okay. I just wonder if y'all had ever found out if it was just still a good place to go watch a game.
I will. If Matt can't do it in the next couple of days, I'll have somebody else go do it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, sorry about that. Hotchberg, have you been over to the All Star Cafe yet?
No, I haven't been over there yet. I was waiting for spring training.
To try out?
Yeah, that's right. I'm going for my second career.
Exactly, exactly.
And the women's softball team.
The women's softball team, nice. All right, so if Matt can't do it, Steve, then I'll send somebody over to do it.
That'd be great. And listen, I appreciate all y'all's work and hard work very much.
Especially Newell with the hard work and Matt. Yes. I think Scope and I just really show up. But thanks.
And again, before I go, I would like to wish everyone Mangiello.
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 Thank you. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you all.
Take care, Steve.
Bye-bye, Steve. Yeah, no, I'll go to All-Star Cafe. Why not?
I'll pay for lunch. Bring Marissa. Just tell me what it's like.
Sweet. We have another caller, though. Hi, who are you speaking with? Hello, caller.
Hello. Hi. Hello. How are you? I have to talk to my favorite author, Mike Scopa. Is he there?
Hello. Who am I talking to?
I just love you and your Disney magic and the Disney Zone, and you're just my favorite.
Who am I talking to?
I just love you, Mike. I'm so nervous. I'm talking to you, Mike.
Sounded like Miss Va, you know?
Oh, it might have been Miss Va. It
might have been Miss Va.
Or I have another theory. I think Annette has started drinking a little early tonight.
It's 9 o'clock. I mean, come on.
That or the Muppets have discovered us. I don't know.
That might have been Miss Diva.
Diva. Yes, I think it was Miss Diva.
That's awesome.
407-278-5939.
Could have been Mangiello sucking helium.
Again.
Phone lines are open, so give us a call, and we will put you through. And again, knock on my desk. Everything appears to be working right now. So we're
so speaking of Annette, why hasn't Annette been on the show recently? I know. I think I asked that like every last show.
She was on Friday.
She was on.
Sorry.
I'm going to look into the future, and I think she's going to be on tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance of it.
I think you can put money down on it.
All right. I haven't hooked up my iPhone to grab the last couple episodes yet.
She's never on when Len's on, though. That's the thing. Whenever Len's gone, that's when she comes on.
It's a North Carolina quotient. You know, there's only a quarter each day.
It's all about the demographics. We need the south southeastern United States
there. Representation.
Exactly.
Right. 407-278-5939. You know, I was at the studios today and I saw they've already got the block party parade floats over there. They're hiding them, but you can see them when you drive into the park. I took some pictures. I posted it at studiocentral.com if you're interested, but they're the days of stars and motor cars are clearly numbered.
You know, but yeah, what has the thing been running for, like 20, 25 years, 30 years, something like that?
What, the Stars and Motor Cars?
Yeah, far too long. I'm just kidding. What's it been running, like 6 or 7 years? But Jesus.
6 or 7, yeah.
Whatever, my God, too long. And it was probably too long, like 6 months after it ran. You know, I was like, okay.
I like the Stars and Motor Cars parade of all the afternoon parades the best. It's not saying much, but what do you guys think? For afternoon parades. I know we're all not really big fans of it.
We're really surprised that you said that, Matt. You know, gee, it's in the studios.
All right, but come on.
You're in the studios when you're watching it. You're still in the studios after it's done.
Parade. I just don't like afternoon parades.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on that one. That's why I'm thinking Block Party Parade is the Block Party Bash Parade. It's supposed to be really cool. It's not your conventional parade.
What's different? Rather than a
traditional parade where like you stand in one spot and the floats go by you, what happens is the float comes to an area, It stops.
In Russia, you go by the parade. Go ahead.
and the parade stops at a specific position, and then the parade, like, these people, like, pop out of the float, and you have this, like, Disney would call it a block.
Is it like ski shooting? Bang! They pop out.
Yeah, there you go. it's really quite cool. If you want to see it, just go on YouTube. It's been at Disney's California Adventure for a while, and you know nothing but quality comes out of that park. And you can see some video of the parade over there, and I imagine it's gonna be very similar to what's going on over there, and that should be coming around in April, I believe, the spring. It'll be debuting with the new parade.